Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, I know after, I mean, you and I have been drinking wine together for 30 plus years. If you don't believe me, I cut my arm off and count the rings. One of your great recurring themes has always been your great love for Zinfandel.
Yeah, it sure
is.
The
weather getting a little more chilly and the rustic character.
And with Thanksgiving coming up, too.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great time to look at it because the Thanksgiving dinner plate is so complicated. You need a wine that'll go with a lot of those things, and I think Zin does very well. I would say if you really press the issue, Sonoma County is probably my favorite area for Zin.
For Zinfandel.
There's just a lot of great Appalachians in Sonoma County, and I went out and bought a bunch of things from Sonoma County.
Shocked and amazed, I am.
First one's a label I had not heard of, the Novi Family Winery, Russian River Valley 2012, $21. It's a big jammy Zin with tons of sweet fruit flavor that ought to get along well with the entire plate. The aromas feature woody briar and deep black cherry with a touch of field herbs. So it's really nice. Mm-hmm. A lot of things going on. Deeply flavored, and yet it was a pretty supple wine. So I thought that this was very useful. Sagacio is a name
I love their Zin.
That is well known in Sonoma County. The family goes way, way back, and they've been growing Zin forever. There is Zinfandel, Sonoma County Appalachian, which means they get it from all over the county.
Right.
2013, $24, and boy, was this a nice young Zin. Totally drinkable, big and friendly. In style, I would call it medium plus in body, but it had high acid, round, ripe fruit, and tons of flavor. I draw your attention to the acid because that's what really makes for a good food wine.
I agree.
And it cuts right through everything on the plate. So Sagacio did us a favor by putting this wine into the bottle. It's really, really lovely. Fry Brothers, Zinfandel from Dry Creek Valley. Again, mm-hmm. This is probably my favorite place in all of Sonoma. 2013 Zin, $17.
Great deal.
And my notes read, wow. Explosive nose, explosive flavors, vibrant, intense Zin. How does that sound? It starts with a nose that is strongly reminiscent of Grenache-laden Côte du Rhône.
Okay.
So you're getting a lot of those, what we call field herbs, mm-hmm. and kind of a wild and hairy thing going on there. And it's so exciting.
It's a lot of fun.
You get a lot of sour cherry and what I call apple barrel. That kind of tangy smell that we associate with red wine sometimes. So I think it's going to really play well with the sweet potatoes and the cranberry sauce. Folio d'Or, mm-hmm. very, very good Zinfandel maker, also from the Dry Creek Valley, has produced just an amazing 2012. And I thought that for the quality and the price, $18, this is probably the best value of the whole lot. One sniff of this, and I knew where this Zin came from. It's got this big, warm, soft nose of dried roses, blueberry pie, and spicy briary notes, and that can only mean Dry Creek Valley.
Okay.
It's that dried roses thing that I get so often. It's very consistent, and I just love the way that the Dry Creek Zins are made because they rarely get huge, but they have just a lot of fruit packed into just a gorgeous medium full body format. This Folio d'Or at $18 is just amazing. We're going to put all of these on the website. I want people to go to wypr.org and look up Cellar Notes, try to find the list of wines that we're having here for this week, and go shopping with it. You'll have a lot of fun.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.